You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, the local, the state, the national, we cover down on all of the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, it's hour number two, 3:06 p.m. right now. Going to bring on somebody who's been on the show a couple of times. So listen, in our listening area, there are elections all over the place coming up in a few weeks. And one of the key elections in a big, big chunk of our listening area here on Right Side is the sheriff's race for Jefferson County. Jefferson County being the largest county in the state, one of the most populous areas of the state, and oh, by the way, having some of the highest crime in the entire state. I just read you the murder rates per capita. Birmingham, which falls within Jefferson County, has a higher per capita murder rate than most cities in the nation. Jared Hudson, he's been on the show here before. He's a former Navy SEAL. Special warfare operator who's also been a law enforcement officer, has an MBA from Liberty University. He runs his own business called the Shooting Institute here in Alabama, and he is now running to be the sheriff on the Republican ticket for Jefferson County. So without further ado, let me just bring him in. Jared Hudson, how you doing, man?
Doing good, brother. How you doing?
I'm good. So you're down to it. You are in the fourth quarter headed into this the end of this race. How you feel?
Man, we feel pretty good. I mean, if everything holds, I'll be sheriff on November the 9th. But like I always say, you know, God tears down and he stands up. So if he's got it, it'll go. If he ain't got it, then we'll just have worked hard and the Lord didn't have it. So we're just kind of waiting until election day to see for sure.
Well, but if I understand a little bit about your life, you're going to run it like a scalded dog all the way to the very end, though.
Oh, yeah. No, man, we're going to keep our foot on the gas till we're across the finish line. You know, I mean, that's that old kids fable, the tortoise and the hare sort of thing, right? You gotta lay the hammer down until it's over.
Well, that's exactly right. Well, listen, man, I'm doing a section of the show. I texted you early this morning, and I appreciate your quick response, but I'm doing a section right now. I just called this part of my triple dipper, the way I organize a show, True Crime, and I'm going through the fact that across the nation right now, all the polls are showing that, like, both parties, even independents, think that crime rates are way higher than normal and that they want to see it be an election issue. Well, you're running for, you know, you're running to be the chief law enforcement officer for the biggest county in the state. Talk to me about crime in Jefferson County and how do you see your position if you get elected addressing that?
Absolutely. Well, I'll preface with this real quick at the front end. It's too bad. I mean, we see what making crime a political issue does. It winds up not dealing with it, right? It's in the name, law enforcement. That's the job of law enforcement agencies around the nation, to enforce the law and to interpret that law to make sure it doesn't impede on the Constitution or the constitutional rights of the citizens and the civil liberties of the citizens. So I'd say that the front end, the job of law enforcement is not to be political. It's to enforce the law and uphold the Constitution. And I think that's why we see the wheels falling off the bus now nationally, is because they haven't been doing that, right? They're obtuse to the fact that they're law enforcement, not political. Should be pushing a political narrative. So with that being said, the chief law enforcement officer of the county, obviously that's an important position. The sheriff in the state of Alabama, outlined in Article 14 of the Constitution, is in the executive branch of government. It's an executive office. So think of it this way. President, national executive, he deals with foreign invasions, the border crisis, all that stuff going on. Well, that's on the president, right? Your governor is your state executive. They deal with the executive branch responsibilities of the state. Your sheriff is the county executive. So with the sheriff being the county executive branch of government, that's the closest form of executive branch of government to the people. And as Locke and Otis outlaid, that's going to be the one that impacts you the most, positively or negatively. So that's why the chief law enforcement officer can impact that crime. It's either going to be positive or negative impact depending on who you have in that office.
Yeah.
And I believe that the current guy's been doing a bad job. That's why Jefferson County is the most dangerous county by far in the state of Alabama. And it's the I think Birmingham's the third most violent nation city per capita in the nation,
yeah.
If I remember right. So
yeah.
That position obviously is going to impact that positively or negatively, and I believe I can impact it positively by simply targeting crime, going after criminals. I mean, it's really that simple.
Well, and I tell you, one of the things that I know you bring to this is not just the fact that you're You're an MBA guy. You've got a degree, an upper level degree in administration. In other words, how to handle organizations and run things like a business, which in a sense you're going to have to do as an executive. But you've also got both the law enforcement and the military background. You've gone to hard places to do hard things and work as a team. So talk to me about building morale and recruiting and retention in the sheriff's office.
Absolutely. Well, I know Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, according to the personnel board, has 278 deputies. That's down from 571 deputies in 2018 when the current guy took over. So they're down 50%. Now, that's a national narrative problem, but that's also a leadership problem. And the fact of the matter is people follow, especially people in law enforcement and military, they follow courage. They follow action. So if they have a leader that's not actionable and puts them in positions that leader either knows nothing about, is obtuse to, or is just simply not supportive of, nobody's going to follow that person. If you have a leader that is not going to put people in a position that they themselves wouldn't be in or haven't already been in, you're going to generate a true following, if that makes sense. So I'd say that's the first thing I bring to the table. I've either done it or I'm definitely still willing to do it. And then the second thing is using my business background, my degree and all that and then the business I've run, the nonprofit that we run, to bring in private business principles for one, recruiting, two, retention, and three, quality of life for the deputies. Because the goal of Jefferson County Sheriff's Office is for the people. It doesn't matter if you're Republican or Democrat, black or white, Christian or atheist, right? I'm a Christian, but if you go to church with me or believe the opposite I believe, my job as sheriff is to stand between you and anybody who chooses to take your right to life, liberty, pursuit of happiness, or life, liberty, and property is lockout line. So my job is to uphold your constitutional rights and enforce the law impartially throughout the whole county. And one, that's what I intend to do, but you have to, two, have deputies that are able and willing to do that. And I believe my business background is going to be able to recruit and retain those deputies who can do that most effectively, ultimately giving Jefferson County a better product.
Well, let me ask you, I'm not going to ask you to name names. I won't do that. But when I ran for the state Senate, I can remember having law enforcement. I remember one time I was at a local, like a county fair kind of thing. And law enforcement guy comes up to me and it was basically, he was trying to be discreet, but he goes, "Hey man, a lot of us rank and file are voting for you, even though we work for the other guy." And so I guarantee you, you're hearing from folks in the rank and file right now. Is there a sense among the actual members of the sheriff's department, the deputies, are you getting a sense of what they're looking for in the election? Are you hearing from them?
Oh yeah, I hear from a lot of them. I would say 90 to 95% of the deputies at Jefferson County Sheriff's Office are supportive of me. Just because I know a lot of them and they know what I'm about. The ones I don't know, I've met with, but I would say between 90 and 95% of them are supportive of me and have said that, kind of like what you're talking about, off to the side. And those who haven't said it, they're in appointed tight positions. They're there with the current administration.
Yeah.
So.
Well.
But yeah, I've definitely gotten that, and that's an anecdotal estimate, but that's, put it this way, I've been told that from deputies in the sheriff's office, that 90 to 95% of them are supportive of me.
Well,
so, I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't know Mark Feltway from Adam's House Cat. I met him a few times, shook his hand. But that says something about your leader right there. When the men and women who fall into that leader are telling me, "Hey, we need new leadership." Now, arguably, I think that they should do, kind of like what David honored Saul until the Lord ultimately removed him, and I think they should do the same thing. They've got to work and honor their current boss, and I think a lot of them are doing that, but ultimately we have the ability to make change through elections in this nation, in this state, in this county, and I think it's time for change in Jefferson County, otherwise I wouldn't be running.
Well, and to your credit, you said it, and I appreciate it, but David did honor Saul, but David also accepted the position of taking Saul's place. I'm good with that. Hey, let me ask you though, in about the 2 to 3 minutes we got left, one of the things that I do appreciate here is not just your background, your willingness, your heart for this, you're willing to talk about your faith, your conservative values, but you also have a 501c3 that you run that deals with the same things that Jefferson County deals with in terms of human trafficking. So you're actually dealing with things that your department would be involved in. You come in with street knowledge, I guess I'm saying, about a huge issue. Human trafficking is a big deal coming through the I-20 corridor.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, man. And it's we actually did some operations in another part of Alabama 2 weeks ago now. We arrested five, two showing up to have sex with 14-year-old boys, three showing up to have sex with 14-year-old girls. So we're still actively working that. That's Covenant Rescue Group. CovenantRescue.org is the website. Go on there, check it out. And, you know, we look at what we've done with a private business and with a nonprofit, and if we can, you know, if I win sheriff, if the Lord bestows that upon me, I can promise the people of Jefferson County, the state of Alabama, that will be at the top of the list of what we need to combat, because that is truly a heinous crime where the victims have no way out unless strong men and women with guns show up and help them out. And that's really just the bottom line of it.
There it is. All right. Well, Jared Hudson, former Navy SEAL, MBA from Liberty University, sheriff's deputy, shooting instructor, and helping with human trafficking issues in the state. We appreciate you, man. We want to keep track of what happens, and best of luck to you on the election.
Thank you, brother. God bless. Y'all be safe, man.
All right, take care. All right, listen, folks, I'm just telling you, especially if you're in Jefferson County, you've got a decision to make. Don't think for a second that just who you vote for U.S. senator or mayor or president or even your state senator, that's not it. You know what? Your day-to-day quality of life is sometimes more impacted by what's closest to you. And like he just pointed out, Jared Hudson just pointed out, who sits in the sheriff's position is one of the most key executive positions in your entire sphere. Everything around you revolves around whether or not you feel like you're safe in your own home. Can you go to work? Can you do the things you want to do? Can you raise your family? Can you get your kids to the school? Can the kids walk home from school? Can they play in the backyard? All those things are impacted by public safety, law enforcement, the ability to see someone strong who will take an executive hand and guide a mission-oriented department. And I'm just going to be honest with you. I want to see something like what we just heard on the air in the sheriff's office in Jefferson County, a county where I did a lot of my growing up, by the way, that in some places has deteriorated to the point that I know you can't walk the streets at night. I know it's not safe anymore. I used to run barefoot through the streets of Wylam under the streetlights with my cousins and not think a thing about it. Can't do it now. And I'm just telling you, we've got to restore some hope and some law enforcement to those areas, and it's going to take a leader to do it. So when you go vote, consider the fact that the sheriff's department is a huge, huge deal to the everyday life of the biggest county in our state. All right, Boomer, take us to a break, brother. We'll do it right now. I'm going to switch gears when we get back. It's time to move to the next part of the Triple Dipper. I'm going to jump right into woke military. Woke military, what is happening? And, oh, by the way, what's this story that came out just in the last couple of hours? Heritage Index says the U.S. military is now classified as weak. Holy smokes. We'll get into that. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Be right back.